Welcome to the Playgirl Diaries. Thank you for tuning in. Today I'm going to be talking about the things that I love for spring. I haven't made one of these episodes since January, so I wanted to come back and I just wanted to have a very casual episode where I'm kind of just talking about things that I love because I've been needing some inspiration. It's been so dark and dreary and just like nasty outside for the last literally like the last 4 or 5 months, and I'm just ready for this transition into spring, into nice weather, into more bright, more fun clothes, you know, just cute makeup, cute accessories. I love winter, but I just need something new, and I feel like a lot of us feel that way. So I just decided to make this episode. If you're like kind of feeling it around, I don't know, maybe to inspire you, if you want to try some of these things out, if you don't want to, that's perfectly fine. But yeah, I just thought, why not make something fun that people can listen to? And thank you so much for tuning in. I'm gonna make another one of these episodes, but it's gonna be more like spring goals, spring cleaning, closet clean out, kind of like the other ones that I do. A little bit more like in depth with getting ready for like the transition into the new season and to this like new part of the year. But for this one, I just wanted to keep it fun and just talk about some products that I love and some, I guess, trends that I love, even though some of them aren't really trends. They're just like, I don't know, just like accessories or clothing items. But yeah, I love spring and I figured, like, why not? Literally, why not? So, happy spring. It's so nice to get into the new season. It's, like, such a refreshing feeling to be not exactly out of winter because, like, where I am, it's still pretty cold. But you still feel like you're getting out of winter, like, because you are, but even though it's still cold, I don't know, you know? Anyway, I have a list of things that I feel like you can implement into your wardrobe, into your makeup routine, and into your daily life to kind of refresh you and give you like a new energy, a new radiance to kind of like get into the new season. None of this is telling you to like go and buy a new wardrobe, go buy a new makeup collection. None of that. It's just like little things you can implement in your outfits, in your makeup, or like in your smells to kind of bring you more into springtime. Because I know for me, sometimes it's hard like to let go of the things that I love during winter. And I love doing things year round, but I feel like some things like I just want to keep special to like one season. I don't know. I like to be really cohesive and it's weird. I don't know how to explain it, but going into spring, I wrote down a couple things. So we can start with fragrance. Really, a lot of the fragrances that I wrote down are pretty basic, but I do have Burberry Her, of course. Classic staple smell. This is an amazing smell for any woman of any age. Honestly, even for like a girl, like a high school girl, I think that this would be a great smell for you. But I also think it's a great smell for older women, for women in their 20s, for women in their 30s. It is so classic and simple. And it smells florally, fruity, but also sweet at the same time. It's not too much of anything. And I just think it's perfect. And especially for spring, it's just a great, great scent. And then I also have two of the Ariana Grande scents, of course. I have Ari and Sweet Like Candy. Can't go wrong with these, especially in the springtime. They're sweet, they're a little fruity, they're very girly, and I love these scents. I think that her scents are great. Like, a lot of people have they just don't really like celebrity scents, and I think that her scents, like, are above the bar. But I think there's a lot of great celebrity scents. Anyways, for the next perfume, I have Sugarberry by the brand Good Chemistry. I don't know if I've ever talked about this perfume, but I got it at Target, and I first discovered it a couple years ago, and I believe it's under $30 or $40, and it's great. It's amazing. It's literally one of the best perfumes that I have, and it's like pink sugar, which I know everyone loves. But instead of being like that sickly sweet smell, it's a little bit more fruity and sugary. And I can't even really explain it. It's just like a little bit more juicy, but it's still sugary. It's a really, really good fragrance, and it lasts really long on my skin. I think that they have travel sizes too, but that's a great perfume, especially for the warmer months. And then I also just have the Hemp's Sugared Banana. I know they have this in a body butter and a body wash. Again, it's very sugary and like warm and good smelling without being sickly sweet. And I do like the sickly sweet smell sometimes. But I don't know, it's just nice because it's a little bit toned down. You can mix it with other perfumes and it's a really good fragrance. So I have that one on here. And then for the last one, it's just a general thing, but it is just strawberry scents. Really, any strawberry perfume, I feel like it's great for the springtime. So like strawberry pound cake, strawberry snowflakes, I believe there's a strawberry cheesecake one from Bodycology or Coology at Walmart, and that one smells really good too. I have one of those. And anything literally perfect for spring and summer. You can't go wrong. Love strawberry scented things. And I forgot to write one down, but then also the Sol de Janeiro, I think it's pronounced Cheriosa. I need to look that up. Number 68. It's the light pink one. Everybody talks about this one. People post like cute photos of it all the time. I really like the body butter, but in my opinion, I am not that big of a fan of the spray. So I put this one on here because I know a lot of people love it. So I figured you should smell it, like smell it in store, see if you like it. Because I've heard great things about it. The spray just, I don't know, maybe, like I like it once it sets in. But when I first spray it, it literally just gives me a headache so bad. But then after, like, it sets in and, like, it's been a little bit, it smells really good. So, I don't know, mixed feelings. And then, of course, I also have some makeup. I have some makeup, like, techniques that you can do. But then I also have just a couple specific products. So, makeup products that I really like for the springtime and the summertime. My makeup doesn't really change. Like I said, I just use like a couple different tricks like throughout the seasons to kind of like match my mood, match my vibe, match my outfits kind of. But I do have a couple products that I thought are extra good for like this time of the year. So I have the Too Faced Hangover 3-in-1 Replenishing Primer and Setting Spray. It's a very light coconut smell. It's refreshing. It's a good mist. Like, I feel like it's not as harsh as the Urban Decay one. And it smells way better. But I don't feel like it's a must have. But if you like cute products and you like Too Faced, I feel like it's worth it. And you can get really good deals on this at like QVC or HSN. You can get like two of them for $40. So you're saving a lot of money by doing that deal, but definitely a great spring and summer product. It's just like so cute and beachy and girly, and I love it. Then I also have a couple other things. I have the Elf Putty Blush. The scent isn't on mine, but it's like the very hot pink one. This product is pretty good, and it's really affordable, so I think that this is a great springtime blush. It's really glowy without being, like, greasy, and it's just really pretty, and they have a good amount of shades, and then I also have heard that their Rare Beauty Liquid Blush is really good, too, but I haven't tried that, but Yeah. And then I have this CoverGirl liquid blush as well. Or this one's called a cream blush in the shade 330 in Sweet Innocence. Works pretty good. The color is adorable. This one's a little bit thicker, but it still gives you like a cute glow. So the CoverGirl one is really nice as well, and the package is adorable. And then I only have two other products. I have the Morphe number 2 Gloss Pop Face and Eye Gloss. I love putting like a wet eyelid look on for the spring and summer. I think that it is so cute. It's such a cute technique. It adds so much to a makeup look. I love it. So I have that. And then for the last one, I have the Pixi and Hello Kitty Lip Toner. It's a pH reactive tint, and it kind of changes to like whatever your pH is. And the packaging, honestly, the packaging is just so cute. Like, I feel like there are some other products that are very similar to this, but I just prefer this one because of the packaging. And I really haven't tried a lot of products like this one, but I do really like it. It's really simple. It's easy to use. Like, it's basically just a chapstick and lip gloss hybrid. So it's perfect for spring. And like I said, the packaging, literally light green and light pink. Like, how more spring can you get? So now that we've gone through a couple specific makeup products, I just wanted to talk about techniques that I like to kind of bring into the warmer months when I'm doing my makeup. And a couple of those are long top lashes. Love it all year round, but I feel like in the winter time I really like voluminous lashes. Still long, of course, but in the spring, like a really natural, really long, not very voluminous lash, I think is so pretty. And it just goes with like the girly, cutesy vibe of the season. And then kind of going with that natural makeup, yeah, pretty self-explanatory, just very natural, glowy, but not too greasy or dewy, just like a really soft base, minimal lashes, minimal bronzing, minimal contouring, and then like a medium to like a lot of blush. I do like blush, but I feel like I'm not that like into blush at the moment. Like I will add a lot, but not like a lot. Like I'm more on like the medium side. And then like soft lip gloss, of course, lip oil, brown mascara, again kind of going with like the natural glowy radiant look. Just trying to look refreshed and energetic and like keep using these same words, but like girly and cutesy and feminine and just like a little cute flower, basically. Yeah, basically just like you want to just look and feel like a little cute flower. So everything super girly and feminine and sweet and dainty. And I feel like all of these are that. And then blush I have on here. Blush Girls. It's so cute. And then the last thing that I have for makeup is the wet eyelids. I feel like some people hate this, some people love this, and I love it. I think wet eyelids are gorgeous. Love them. And then I also forgot to write fake freckles. Love fake freckles. On the nose and then like going underneath the eyes a little bit. So cute for spring. It's just like you look like a little deer. You look like a fawn. It's so cute. I absolutely love fake freckles. I've been doing them for a long time and I don't do them that often, but I feel like spring is the perfect time to kind of like bring them out. And that's all I have for makeup and fragrance. I wanted to keep it kind of simple. I didn't want to talk about too many different products or too many different things. And now we're going into clothing and accessories. So for spring and just for every season really, I like to kind of like think about patterns, textiles, colors, like different combinations that kind of remind me of the season that we're going into. So for winter, it's like icy blue, rhinestones, silver, fur, like suede, different things like that. And then for spring, like fabrics and different colors that make me think of spring. Lace, for sure. Lace, crochet, like bows, cute little bows, ribbon. All of that stuff kind of makes me think of spring. And then for the colors, pastels, of course. So like lilac, light yellow, light blue even. I don't know if light blue is technically... No, that would be a pastel. I don't know. But light blue, light green, light pink. And then, of course, just like white. Those are things that I usually associate with spring. So for me, I like to implement a lot of pink and green, of course. White. And that's pretty much it. I like to kind of have more of the fabrics, like more lace and more ribbons and stuff like that, instead of always changing up the colors, because my wardrobe is really cohesive and I don't like to buy like a whole bunch of colors that I'm never gonna wear. So that's kind of how I like to do that. So I just wrote down a little list of things that I love to wear or things that I love to see in the springtime. So first of all, just get your t-shirts, vintage ones specifically. They always have the cutest colors. They look good with jeans, they look good with mini skirts, they look good with sweatpants, they honestly look good with leggings. Like, they look good with pretty much anything. They're great quality, they fit great, they're gorgeous, like they are just stunning. If you have seen like a vintage Juicy Couture t-shirt in person, they are stunning. Like, oh my gosh, you cannot name a better t-shirt. I absolutely love them. They have the cutest slogans on them. They have the cutest sayings. They have the cutest graphics. Oh my gosh, I love them. Also, of course, going with Juicy Couture, colorful tracksuits. Tracksuits are a fall staple, a winter staple. But if you're somewhere where it's colder, like where I live, it's unrealistic to get like right into tank tops and mini skirts. Like, yes, of course you want to, but sometimes you can't just like ignore the cold. Sometimes you have to like compromise with it. And I think colorful tracksuits are a great way to do that. Like, the one picture with Beyonce in the 2000s, and she has like a very light green Juicy Couture tracksuit on. So cute. Like, you could get a light green Juicy tracksuit, a light pink Juicy tracksuit, even like a white tracksuit with like a pink bag, or a light green bag, or like a different color pastel bag. I think that they are so underrated for spring. Like, why are we all pretending like you can't wear long sleeves and sweatpants and boots in spring? Because you definitely can. There's just a way to do it that makes it still feel like it's springtime. And then going into another thing, colorful Uggs, or colorful just shoes in general. Perfect for spring. Perfect for spring. I love colorful Uggs, and I feel like I love to wear my pink Uggs in like the winter time as well. But we all know you can't wear Uggs when it's wet outside, and it's like snowing most of the time in the winter, and even in the spring, like it's literally snow outside right now. So like very early spring, colorful Uggs are so cute. Like, pink Uggs, you can still make a really cute spring outfit and have on like pink Uggs. And then you don't have to worry about snow getting on them. You don't have to worry about them getting dirty and trashed by the salt that's on the ground outside. So it's just perfect. So just like, love that. And then also like colorful other types of shoes as well. I also have on here colorful coats. Yeah, because like for me, I'm still wearing a coat, like, most of March. And honestly, sometimes, like, most of April, because it's still really cold. So, like, having different colors of coats, I feel like is so cute and underrated. Like, pastel coats, like, a random green coat, love it. Because, like, for me, I don't want to wear green in the wintertime. I don't know why, but, like, bright green or pastel green, I'm not gonna wear that in the wintertime, but, like, a green coat in the spring is really cute. It's really, like, in season. It's adorable. It keeps you warm, and you still feel like it's spring, but you're still warm. The next thing that I have on here, heels. Don't know why, but I've really been liking heels, like, extra lately, especially, like, heels with a straight leg jean and then a cute top. So, like, a cute little springtime top, some heels, and then, like, some basic straight leg jeans. I don't know. I feel like that is such a cute look. You can make it look however you want. Accessorize with, like, a hair scarf, a purse. Oh my gosh, it's such a cute little spring look. I love it. I think it's so cute. And there are so many different heels. Like, there are so many heels that just, like, scream springtime. So, love that. Hair scarves, extra points if it's silk. Like, so basically what I mean by a hair scarf, there's so many different types of hair scarfs, like, that's why I'm kind of explaining, but the one I'm talking about specifically, it's like I don't even know if that's a correct name for it, but basically a bandana, but you wear it, like, over your head, you know what I'm talking about? It's like a square, and then you fold it at the corners, you tie the two ends, and then you wear it on your head. It's so cute. I think that's literally perfect for spring and summer. You can get silk ones, satin ones, cotton ones. They have them at the thrift store. They have them on Amazon. They have them on all of the different, like, resale apps. You can get, like, vintage Juicy Couture ones. You can get, like, Paul Frank. You can get Hello Kitty, you can get Betty Boop, you can get literally any brand. Like, Louis Vuitton has really cute ones, Dior has cute ones, Chanel has cute ones. And, like, if you're really in for the commitment for, like, a really nice hair scarf, you can get, like, a cute Chanel one for, like, under $200, which, yes, it's a lot of money, but, like, you can't really ruin it, like, a hair accessory. Like, you're literally gonna have it for so long. I don't know. I think I might splurge on one that I really like. I'm gonna see, but I think that they're so underrated. I love them. And then I also have belly rings with low-rise jeans. Belly rings definitely rule the summertime, but I feel like a belly ring with a bikini is, like, the summertime look. Belly rings with low-rise jeans, belly rings with tracksuits, like, a belly ring hanging under your, like, shirt. So cute in springtime. Like, I love it. Then I also have light pink jewelry. I feel like this is also great for, like, the rest of the year, but springtime, really any pastel or just, like, colorful jewelry. I think colorful jewelry is so cute. Like rainbow, pastel, green, like, I don't know, colorful jewelry is just really cute to me, especially if it's, like, beaded, or, like, if you made it, or if you bought it from somebody who made it. Crochet, love crochet bags, love crochet little shrugs. I think that they are so spring-like because they're so dainty and, like, feminine. Like, they're, I almost want to call them coquette, but I hate that word. Like, there's really no other word I can think of to describe it. But, like, a little light green one with a pink shirt underneath it, I think would be adorable. So, yeah. And then I also have claw clips. I'm kind of, like, on the fence about claw clips. I think that they're really, really cute, but sometimes I just don't know how to wear them. But, like, colorful claw clips, super cute. And then I also have really big satin scrunchies or silk scrunchies. I love a giant scrunchie for all year round, of course, but right now especially, like a giant satin scrunchie in your hair. I think that's so underrated. I think they're so cute. I don't know, they just do something for me. I love them. And that's pretty much all that I have. Yeah. So I'm just really excited for spring. I'm excited to wear some new colors, to wear some different outfits, and to get out of the cold weather. Like, I'm excited to see the sun again and for it to not be cloudy and snowing and rainy every single day. Like, of course, it's going to be rainy for like April or whatever the saying is, but it's still going to be nice. Like, I don't mind rain at all. And I'm just excited. I'm ready for spring. I'm ready to wear my pink and green. And yeah, I'm very excited, and I hope you are too. And like I said, you don't have to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe. Just find little things within what you already have that can kind of change things up a little bit. Like, I'm definitely going to buy a couple things to freshen up my wardrobe and, like, maybe a couple makeup items, but you don't have to throw everything out and restart your entire wardrobe. Like, it's not that serious. But I hope you had a great time listening. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you all have a great night and a great springtime. Bye.